Yeah, I believe that. That's how those things go. I just got mine carburetor rebuilt, or I think it got replaced last year, and then whatever other little tune-up things it needed, oil change, spark plug, all that. So it's running great. It'll run my whole house, but it's not the outdoor natural gas type. So I do got a plug outside, and I shut the main off and hook it up. It's kind of a manual process, but it does not get used much. And same kind of thing. I think I had more power failures before I got it than after. You know, same thing goes. If you buy a new snowblower, it's not going to snow the whole season. You know how that goes.
Oh, I agree. And there's nothing like a new snowblower, especially the ones that they got nowadays. Yeah, this one I got, it's only a 7.5K. So, and it's got it's on a sub panel, okay? And it doesn't run the whole house. Well, I guess it runs the whole house, but it doesn't run the air conditioner, doesn't run the washer dryer, doesn't run the dishwasher. You know, I mean, all of the biggie power draw things. It doesn't have enough horsepower to run that, but it does have enough horsepower to run the lights, the TV, the entertainment system, the furnaces. You know, all that other stuff. So it, you know, in that respect, aside from hearing that annoying hum in the background. You really can't tell, but, you know, if you have to do laundry, you can't do it because it just doesn't have enough poop to do that.